She is a stranger. You and I got history. Now don't you remember? Sure.
Yeah, I'll keep it low.
I'm Romy.
And I'm Addie.
And you're listening to Real Talks with
Rad.
Little late, though.
Welcome back to Real Talks with Rad. I'm Addie.
And I'm Romy.
Even though that's the wrong order.
That is the wrong order, but it's okay. We'll go along with it. So welcome back, guys. We are in our second week of living alone together downtown. We are alone together always and forever. Something incredibly interesting happened last week, and I think Addie's just going to have to tell it to
Romy just wants to share this story.
I think it's a good one.
It is. I mean, apparently it's maybe going to be a regular occurrence, so we have to get used to it.
That we do.
But we got woken up at 6 in the morning by the fire alarm. And Romy just was staying in bed, just like acting as if everything was fine. I kind of like got up and I was like, do we leave? Like, what's
like,
the
I
stitch?
Hear this alarm going off and I'm like thinking in
Romy's
my
like,
head. But I can go back to bed. I can sleep through it. Next thing, I'm like, should I go see what Addie's doing? Next thing, she walks in my room, mask on, jacket on, shoes on. Ollie is on a leash.
Ollie, that was the first thing. The leash and Ollie.
Sorry, the son first. She's ready. She's like, bro, we gotta go. And I was like, no.
I was like, do we go? Oh, and we were debating. And then the voice.
The voice came. And they were like, oh, well, the fire department's coming. Please evacuate the building right now. And I'm like, I guess we're evacuating the building. So all of a sudden we hear people running through the hallways. I throw on shoes. I honestly didn't even grab a mask or a jacket. Really, really bad choice of mine. I'm in my Olaf pajamas. I knew Addie was about to out me, so I might as well out myself. We are going through the staircase.
We met someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was his words of wisdom. He said, you wait on the first floor in the stairwell until they come back on and explain what's going on. Because if you leave the building, then when you enter back in, you're going to have to wait for the elevators. And everyone's waiting for the elevators. And something about them rebooting the elevators. So we're like, oh my God, you're brilliant. Thank you. We're just going to wait here.
So we decided to wait there. Then like 4 other people come. Another couple comes. I think there was another
dog.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then another announcement comes on saying, the police are on their way. Please stay in the building if it is safe.
Return to your room if it's safe to do so.
So meanwhile, Addie and I are like, it's not safe to do so. We're stuck in a stairwell with strangers. Cops are coming. Like, what is going on? So this woman goes, guys, this is serious. You got to get out right now. We're like, oh, okay. So we get out. Meanwhile, I'm like really fitting into the downtown energy. I'm in my pajamas. My hair's in a bun. I'm in my slippers. Addie's looking real cute. She looks like she's going on a morning walk. And I'm like, as we're going into this bagel shop. We go into this bagel shop. We stay there. We get some tea. We're chilling for about an hour. And we're like, okay, it's time to go back. You want to know what happened? Do you want to know? Because they want to know. Ads, just tell them.
You're really setting it up. I feel like we're going to disappoint here.
No, we're not. It's good.
Someone came into our building and pulled the fire alarm.
Okay, maybe I did build it up a lot. But you know what? It's just the fear that was built up. We were like, what's going on?
And if we're being like serious here, the two of us the night before, we're talking about something like weird like that happening. Or
yeah.
We both had a weird thought.
We did.
Weird that it's something like that happened. But speaking to all of our friends that live in condos in the area, apparently it's like, get used to it. It happens all the time. And that's just going to be a common wake-up call, I feel like.
Yeah, I guess that's part of living downtown. But anyways, on a way happier, more exciting note, we do have a guest joining with us. So we're going to give a warm welcome to Robert Bazzocchi. She, like, gave us a little bit of a signal, like,
he's
give me like, some woo, okay. Like, I need some energy.
I was waiting for an applause. So, like,
we can add in that sound effect.
Yeah, cue sound effect, Nick and Matt.
And we're back. Thank you. Wow, such a great audience here. Live audience.
Yeah, Ollie. He's
laying there.
Well, welcome to Real Talks with Rad Rob. We are very hyped to have you on. We were meant to have you on last season, actually, and then scheduling conflicts came up.
Right.
Some other stuff came up.
But as you know, I am more of a season two guy.
Right. So. Yeah, I'm familiar.
If you want to give some context towards what that is.
Yes.
I actually met Romy on season two of Backstage, which is a show she's already talked about. But she was the first person to welcome me into the set with open arms.
Was she really?
Yeah.
She
I walked to the trailer. She goes, hi, you must be the new guy. I'm like, yeah, I'm one of them. And I introduced myself. She goes, here, put your phone in, or your number in my phone. I'll add you to the group chat. And right away, she added me into the group chat. And it was a really sweet, warm welcome. So,
Rob, tell that story quite often, actually. Cute. And it makes me sound like a really nice person. So I'm all for it. You could retell that story as much as
you want. I love telling that story because it's such that really set the tone for what I expect on a set.
Well, sometimes it's hard when you go into, like, if you're doing, like, even just, like, a guest star of a show. Sometimes, like, the main cast, like, obviously you form, like, a family-type relationship. So when you're coming in, it's kind of like, it's like being, like, the new kid at school. So yeah. It's nice when someone's really welcoming.
Especially when you're kids. Like, you can get to your head really easily in the industry, but it doesn't seem that way.
No, it is scary. I feel like, honestly, that probably did come from, like, some experience of being on a set where I was there for, like, a hot minute. And sometimes you feel really awkward, and other times you feel really welcomed. And when you feel really welcomed, it changes the whole experience for you. And when you look back on it, it's a happy experience rather than, oh, my goodness, I was such an awkward little person. Like, why didn't I just speak up and sit with people at lunch and stuff like that? But, yeah, so that's how Rob and I know each other. And then Rob and Addie, you guys know each other through mutual friends.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like weird in this industry. I feel like you see people and you think you know them before you even get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I knew that you guys were close, and you were close with Matthew too, and other people in the cast like Devin. So I guess we all just kind of eventually one day met. I don't know what event it was.
I wouldn't say we're close. I'd say we're more acquaintances.
Right.
With Matt?
No, or with us. Each other.
Yeah, I don't really like her too much.
Both, thank you.
That's all right.
Yeah, but the Toronto industry too, I feel like you kind of know everyone in a way.
It's very true. You see the same people everywhere you go type of thing. Mm-hmm. Or you see them on you turn on TV and you're like, oh, I know that person. My parents hate when I do that. I'm like, oh, I know them. They're like, oh yeah, who are they? I'm like, you know, I've seen them around. Like, they're from Canada. And they're like, cool, so are we.
I know, my go-to is, oh, I'm in class with that person.
That's a good one,
every
too.
Every round, there's somebody I'm seeing, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. You do a lot of acting class.
I do. I've been in class for the last, like, year now, which is cool.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So have you been doing it consistently since you've graduated?
Yeah, in 2019, I guess I graduated, and then I was kind of hopping around studio to studio for a while. But then the last little while, I've been at the same studio, and I found, like, a really nice kind of home with the class. I think I'll diverge again at some point, but for now, I'm pretty comfortable with it. I'm feeling growth, and I like it.
You got to tell them where you graduated from, what you graduated from. We don't just see that pinky ring for nothing.
Right. I graduated from U of T, and I did engineering there.
So he's very smart as well.
We have another U of T engineering actor on the podcast, but they're very different. What makes them different is, Rob, how many followers do you have on TikTok?
Oh, you're really going to make him.
Yeah, that's a flexible question. Yeah. Not as many as I'd like. No.
He's blushing.
I managed to gain about 300,000 followers or so, which I still think the thing about TikTok that people don't know about is it's very inflated with the following. So I find, like, compared to Instagram, you'd have to multiply that number by 10. So I'd say, like, the equivalent of 300,000 followers is, like, 30,000 followers on Instagram.
Really? Okay.
In terms of, like, engagement and steady followers, because people can follow, like, 10 times the amount of people on TikTok than they do on Instagram. Mm. Because when you scroll, you might be there for 10 minutes and you might be going through a ton of different profiles. Whereas, like, rarely you're spending as much time on Instagram and you're not following as many people for that kind of content. So,
can you explain, like, your niche, your genre, what you do on TikTok?
I guess I like sketch comedy. Mm-hmm. So actually,
I dabble in it.
Yeah. I don't know. It was at a Backstage that I started working with people on the show writing sketches. Mm-hmm. And the pandemic happened. And so I couldn't meet with people to shoot things anymore. So I was like, it'd be cool if there was a medium where I could continue doing it. And my younger cousin actually was like, hey, I think you should try TikTok. It's really fun. I think you'd like it. I didn't know if I was going to be into it, and I really wasn't at first, but I started posting sketch comedy videos that I could do by myself at home, and then like over time, eventually they started gaining some traction.
You're really good at accents and impersonations. I don't know if you want to like show one off a little bit.
No,
to put you on the spot.
I absolutely
do not. No, you don't.
It's so funny because like that only came about because I will say that TikTok was really interesting in the way that it was a learning platform for me when it comes to comedy and knowing what people think is funny or at least engage with. And like a lot of the time when it's more of a character and there's accents, people seem to enjoy it. Mm. So I guess I started kind of like working more to bring those elements into a script.
Okay.
But I never thought I was like good at them, you know?
So ironically, I actually didn't follow you on TikTok and you came up on my For You page one day. I didn't even know you were on TikTok because like, I feel like all of our friendships, like we all talk for like 3 months, then we go mute for like another month and then we catch up and then it's like old times again. Those are the best friendships if you ask me. But I was peeing my pants and I stalked your TikTok. Mm-hmm. And you have like a series where you bring back the same character and different things. And it is super engaging and really funny. And I feel like it's the type of content I needed or people needed, especially during the pandemic and kind of post-pandemic too. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm still a little bit in my feels and like adjusting to the real world.
Mm-hmm. And speaking about the pandemic, that's kind of when you really did start like blowing up, I guess we could say, on TikTok or gaining a following.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you stay inspired through the pandemic and come up with your little sketch stories?
Yeah, it's actually really interesting because I find when I'm in class acting, my creative or comedic writing, I don't know what the word is, efficiency, I suppose, or inspiration, they're like inversely proportional. So when I'm in class and I'm focusing on acting, I find like I can't write something that's funny. Mm. And then when I'm out of class and I guess I don't have that, I don't want to say pressure of class, but like I don't have to worry about that aspect of acting and I can just sit down and work on a sketch without thinking, oh, I should be working on these sides or this script. I find there's so much more freedom. And there's days where it's like, oh, I think I've nailed down an idea and I'll sit down and work on it. But then it'll actually take me 2 weeks to develop it because I'm like, I actually don't know what the button is on this yet. So like I might do like a few lines. I'm like, no, this isn't going anywhere. And then 3 days later, I'll come back and like, okay, this can work. But how do I make the button work, the final payoff? And it can take me like 2 weeks to write like a minute sketch.
Hmm.
Yeah.
See, that's interesting to me because like, I don't know. I feel like the way it comes across is I feel like people just do it. Like there's not to downplay it, but I feel like there's not so much thought process. Like it's more like, I'm feeling like I'm in a silly, goofy mood.
No,
not
100%.
To like quote last week's title or anything, but like you're in a silly, goofy mood and you're like, oh, I'm just going to play around with a bit. Like until you're explaining it, I never realized like how much work genuinely goes in it. And I've like found through the pandemic, I think we've spoken about this ads that you kind of like gain a newfound respect for all these content creators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting because like there are those creators on all apps and they're just fun personalities and funny, naturally funny people. And they can go and open an app and just rant for a minute and it's hilarious and blows up. And that is something that I'd like to explore, but I've almost feel like, back to your question, Addy, about like how I stay inspired. I feel like now I've kind of developed this almost like a brand for myself. Not that it's like, oh, I have all these people that are worried about this, that. It's not even that. It's just more me. It's like I feel comfortable with this. And I don't know if I branch out if I'm going to be as good with this. So it's like writing out an actual script with characters, shooting it separately, and then editing it together. That to me is comfortable, and it's a formula that I know can kind of work. Whereas if I'm just going back and forth, like I used to start doing that, then by the end, like after 30 seconds, I'm like, where is this going? How is this going to pay off? Are people even like paying attention? Whereas if I have a script, it's like, I mean, we're actors, we know. It's like, okay, this is where like the inciting incident happens. And then, you know, you can just play with that tilt until the payoff at the end. And it makes it so much more easy to and confident to shoot something that way.
Do you feel pressure with having to like post consistently or like constantly be writing?
I feel like I'm like the worst poster. Like I think I posted once in December when I was out of class. I had like two weeks or 3 weeks I was out of class and I was like, I'm going to write something and post something. And that was the first thing I posted in 6 months, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But it kind of worked out because the whole idea was like I was doing this, me talking to my my past self, like it was my future self and past self. So I actually shot half of it 6 months ago and the other half like then. So it kind of worked that it was a long time. But now I'm just, you know, like there's ideas that come through my head and I'm trying to write them. And it's like, I just can't seem to get them in a way that I feel is really funny. And I kind of just block myself mm-hmm. from continuing. So it is tough. And I try not to think of it as like pressure of posting because like no one's paying me to do anything, mm-hmm. right? And I'm just treating it the same way I was when I started. It's like if I have a creative idea or a fun idea, I'm going to post it. And so hopefully more of them come more often, but otherwise I won't post just to post, you know?
Yeah, I feel like a big thing with social media these days, I don't know, I believe it. I'm slowly adjusting to it. Obviously, there is pressure on social media. Like, we can't lie and say that we all don't feel it to a certain extent. Like, you want to post your best version of yourself, all this stuff. But, like, at the end of the day, I would hope you're posting more for yourself and to share your creativity rather than, like, to gain attention from it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, if you follow me, it's like, you know, it's like I won't post consistently, and that's probably not a great thing. And that's something like my younger sister, she's like, look, you have like potential to keep, you know, just keep making videos and maybe you can eventually get paid to do this. And I'm like, you're right. It's a great idea and I love doing it. But I sometimes just like, I don't feel like it's funny. I get this like click moment with every sketch I do. And there is an idea I have right now, actually, that is kind of that click. But I'm wondering if I should reach out and collaborate with someone on it. Because it's like a new idea and I'm not sure if it'll work. It kind of messes with like the TikTok algorithm a little bit, which is okay. Kind of funny and weird. But yeah, I don't know. That's kind of be my next video, I think. Like, I know that's going to be the next one, but I don't know when or with who.
Well, stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. And follow him. Refreshing that TikTok.
Page. Next video comes out, it's
never mind, delete that right now. So Addy and I saw today on Instagram that you were doing some writing.
Oh yeah.
Sessions
we
also.
We may have been lurking you a little bit.
No.
I do the same to you guys, it's fun.
But so you're also like writing other stuff too. What, you don't have to tell us exactly what you're writing, but what, I guess, format or...
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you guys can relate to that. I mean, you're in school right now, so it's a bit tougher. But when I graduated, I started trying to fill my time mm-hmm. in between the auditions because, like, you have no agency with that. Mm-hmm. So writing, I feel like, gives us the opportunity to, I don't know, make our work. And so, yeah, I've been working on, like, developing some projects with friends. Like, one's a web series. I'm working on my first, like, action comedy, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And I've never written a feature. I think they're really scary. Mm-hmm. But it's a cool thing to just dive into and try and develop. But these things take so much time, you know? So it's not like I can say, oh, yeah, this time next year we're going to be filming or it's even going to get made. But it's all part of the process of, you know, working on story, working with other, you know, creative people. And then mm-hmm. hopefully you can maybe get funding and create some work for yourself. So, yeah.
We're learning all about that in project development. Mm-hmm. Ads is working on something pretty cool for her thesis.
Yeah, what are you mm-hmm. working
on? An audio narrative drama, per se. I'm directing it. I'm not writing it. I actually pitched a sitcom series, but maybe that's for a later time in life. I'll hold on to that idea.
It's a really cool idea.
Ooh, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Maybe I'll write it one day.
We don't want anyone to steal it.
I'm creating a TikTok. Addy's creating a sitcom. So.
What are you creating?
I'm just chilling. I'm just creating some happiness, some good vibes. I'm all about the vibes, you know?
Good vibes are important. Mm-hmm. You need that in any creative project. So,
yeah, it's just so great that you're keeping yourself busy. I know when I took time off between high school and going to university. I took 2 years off. So I know that I kind of struggled with trying to find something that I like to do while, you know, waiting around for an audition, which it seems as though when you're not busy, it's like, where are they? But then, of course, when you are crazy busy, you have a million. But I think I actually was scared. I wanted to write, and it's that same, like, feature. Like, I thought about it. I think I even spoke to you about it when we were in LA, that I, like, wanted to write a feature. I psyched myself out. I just, like, was too nervous. I couldn't build myself up to get around to it.
Maybe you guys can collaborate.
Yeah, I'm open to that 100%. I think that'd be really fun. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. I, like, anytime I see someone who's just like equally as passionate about working in this industry or has an idea, like Romy thinks your sitcom idea is phenomenal. I haven't heard it yet, but I believe I have trust in Romy. So I believe that's awesome. And so like when I see people who are excited about that kind of stuff, like I just want to, like I take on more than I can. And that's why projects move so slowly, because I might be meeting with one person once a month, but we're still got the project going and it's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. If it's, you know, a timely piece and it's required because it's, you know, of the time, I guess that's what timely means. Then I can see why it's important, but otherwise, you know, you can always create it, right? It's never too late. So
what do you think would push you in the direction to write ads? Like, what's the extra nudge you need?
I feel like I would now. Like, I don't know. That was, what, 4 years ago?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Even,
that's crazy that it was. I don't know. I just didn't feel like... I don't know if I didn't feel like I was ready or that I just, like, didn't want to commit to it. I'm not sure, but I would now.
You take a lot of writing classes mm-hmm. at school.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I wish I could do. I think I have ideas. I just don't know how to execute them. I could be a creator. I just can't be the writer.
And that's totally valid, too.
I'll chill in the writer's room, though. Mm-hmm. Like, encourage you and bring good snacks.
Yeah, you do. You treated me well today.
She does bring good snacks.
I know what's up with the food area.
Hey, if acting doesn't work out, maybe craft services is your call.
Romy's craft service.
Oh my god, that would be so good.
It would be really good. Oh, I should have done that for my practicum project instead. I'm doing for our thesis, so Ads is doing her narrative where she's directing, and I'm really excited to see where that goes. I'm really excited to see you direct too. I think it's gonna be really cool. I'm doing, just to give everyone a little bit of insight on what's going on, I'm doing a casting service. So I'm casting people's thesis projects, which is going to be really fun. You know, maybe Rob, maybe Addie will have some shining moments, or maybe I'll take all the roles.
Do you think you can cast yourself in? I'm probably not.
We've discussed it.
Have you? Okay.
No, because my quote-unquote associate, but like my co-casting director is what I'd like to say, and I were just, like, discussing if there is something that comes up where it just kind of works. But it is conflict of interest, so unless...
You're just starring in everyone's practicum project.
Listen, guys, you can audition, but I can't guarantee you a role.
Well, I think you could guarantee a role. I slide you a 20, yeah. 30...
Maybe oh, a 20? Yeah.
That's not good. I'm in. No, but that's super interesting. Honestly, like, I find the writing process incredibly interesting and really cool and... Being around creative people, I think, just really inspires you. Like, being mm-hmm. around you guys inspires me. Being around people in our program is inspiring. And everything along that line. Sorry to go back, but you mentioned something about your family. And I just really want you to explain the big family you come from.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's a family of six. There's four kids. So I have three siblings. And I have an older brother, older sister, and a younger sister. And we're just like, I feel like we're all so different. But it was great. I mean, we got to grow up having friends. And then, like, on my mom's side, there's, like, my aunt also has four kids. And they all line up with us same age.
Oh, that's so
So they have, like, a boy, girl. And, like, my brother and, like, my cousin are the same age. My sister and the cousin are the same age. So it's, like, we're all kind of...
You had built-in besties.
Exactly. Everything we did growing up, we had, like, best friends. So we were pretty fortunate for that.
That's really cute, because you mentioned your sister encouraging you and stuff, and I just think having family and friends that support you is the most ideal thing. I know, obviously, you come from a very supportive family as well.
And so do you.
I do. We're all very lucky people, especially within the creative industry. It's hard to find that.
You need that support, 100%.
Yeah.
And from friends, you know, yeah. too.
For sure. You need the emotional support more than anything, and... And I was wondering if you took any, like, creative inspiration from your family members to write.
Oh, to write specifically?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think in any of my projects I've thought directly about, like, anything from my family. Like, nothing was rooted in their experiences. But I was definitely, like, segued into the artistic world because of my older brother and sister. Like, my brother... He's like the best singer in the family, and he was doing musicals, even though now he's a professor at Clarkson University with his own astronautics and robotics lab. So, like, that's his thing, which is pretty wild. But he got into musicals, and, like, he showed that it was cool to, like, play hockey and still be able to sing and dance on stage. And I think that was definitely cool for me to see, because then I got comfortable getting into dance. And my older sister was also doing musicals, and she was really comfortable being on stage, and she was actually in drama before I was. So then I got into acting that way. So I think, like, if it weren't for them, I don't know if I would have had the same kind of way in. So I'm glad I have that.
That's sick. Addie and I just looked at each other like, oh, there's another one in the family.
Yeah.
So Rob can dance, he can sing, he can act, he's an engineer, he tutors, he... What do you tutor?
Really, okay, funny question.
Play hockey.
So I tutor... I mean, I'm currently tutoring English, but it was really weird how I got that job. Long story short, I went to this math tutoring place. I interviewed. The owner was like, listen, your math isn't that strong, but so you can't work here. But can you tutor my kid in English? And I was like, what? And so it was really funny. I'm currently tutoring her child in English. And that's how I got into it. But I was like, English is not my strong suit. I'm a math and physics guy. Mm-hmm. But I guess because I've been doing writing over the last little while, it's been able to help. Like, literally, we're just working on plot development, character development, using different literary devices. And I'm like, okay, well, this I feel comfortable with because it's just like a writing session with any other friend.
Yeah.
Aww, that's so, such a nice way to think of it.
Yeah, it was really fun. I'm enjoying it.
How old is the kid?
She's in grade 11. So
She's not a kid. Okay.
No, I guess she's like, high school.
So. Ads is low-key a triple threat, too. Just going to put that
out
there.
Yeah, like, make it sound like a big deal, but... have you done any musicals at Ryerson?
Ryerson? No. Musicals? I did a musical when I was little. I did The Sound of Music for Mervish. And...
To comment on that. That's what got me into acting.
See,
no way!
What? No, I kid you not.
That's insane.
The Mervish production of it.
Literally, I auditioned. I didn't have an agent, and then after that project, it was. Yeah, I guess that's literally how I got in.
I was just sitting in the audience, and I was like, I want to be like those kids. And I really, to this day, I ask my mom and my grandmother probably once every 2 months, like, so do you guys have the program from The Sound of Music? Because I want to know if it was Addie that I saw, because it was the little girl in it that was like, I would just like looked on stage and I was like, I want to do that. And imagine it was Addie. We like to pretend it was. Addie inspired me to take this. Like, seriously.
That's wild.
But yeah, keep talking. That would be so interesting if you did still have the program.
I know. It totally was Addie.
It was either Camden
me. Oh, so there you go. I know both the girls that would have inspired
now you're
me.
Roommate with the person that inspired you to get into it.
I honestly fangirl every day. But but talk about your experience, because you didn't only do The Sound of Music, you also did other like professional plays with them too.
I did War Horse as well. That's where I met Steven. Oh, nice. We did War Horse together.
Steven's all of our acting coaches.
Yeah, shout out to Steven. We know you're listening to this. I wouldn't say like I can sing, but I wouldn't say I can sing, you know?
I feel the same way. Like, I'm not a singer.
No, I'm not a singer.
Like, I'm really not. But, like, if you would have trained for, like, 3 months in a musical, your voice is going to get stronger. But, Romy, you could do the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't need the training. Thank you very much.
You should hear
sorry to throw you in the
concert.
Same boat as us
I'm
here.
Not. I was going
to
say,
know,
like,
we're speaking to... Yeah.
You're speaking to, like, a recording artist.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I get blessed with a concert,
hey,
actually.
Do you want to give us a little stuff or something?
Yeah, she will.
I personally only do it for payment. Or
Ready? Want me to give you your beat?
Yeah. Go.
Yeah, you... Yeah.
So to sum it up, Addie and I do have a bit of a duet. We'll perform it for you after.
No, can you do it right now? I want it right now. I'm doing this for all the people listening. They want to hear it.
I'm kind of like, wait. I didn't warm up my voice. No, wait. Back to this, though. I've seen Rob as Link in Hairspray.
Yes.
That's when I was like, oh, whoa. Like, shit, this guy can actually dance and sing. Because I had never really seen you before.
Right.
I'd only seen you act, which obviously I knew you could do. And then ads, I wish that there was a video I could pull up, like, her old dancing videos, her dance competition videos, because she was so cute and good. But sometimes we'll be singing in the car, and, like, I'll hear a little riff from her, and I'm like, wait, don't take my spotlight.
Romy's lead vocals in all of our duets. I'm always the backup singer, or just, like, the
instruments.
The beat. I give you the beat, yeah.
The instruments. The instrumentals.
Instruments.
She does the instrumentals. Listen, guys, I'm not just a pretty face. I'm not just a snack service. I can sing too. Can I dance? Probably.
I want to hear the duet. Come on.
No, it's jokes.
Our rumor has it duet by Adele.
Oh my god, no, it's not.
Okay, fine. Keep you going to pause. You gotta get Addie to do that part. Don't take Wait, that. That's only part.
Only part, Matt. She gets the vocals. That's all she gets.
We'll do the first, like, 20 seconds of it to wrap up this little podcast.
That'll be your outro?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so should we... Thank you so much, Bob, for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We'll actually do that. Honestly, maybe exit the podcast now. Don't listen
when you're
to
editing
the whole thing.
No, you're going to want to stay. Trust me. Here we go.
Stick around.
No, but real talks with Rad. Thank you so much, Rob. Really appreciate you coming. You're...
So great chatting with you.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for thinking of me. It was really fun.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Anyways.
Oh, this is ready. Stay tuned for our YouTube channel and
our EP's dropping.
We haven't had a release date yet. We'll speak to our label and we'll get back to you next week. Thanks so much for coming.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Rumor has